In this bulletin, investigators searching for answers on the Swiss fire that's killed at least 40. Catholic leaders join calls for a royal commission into the Bondi terror attack. And in tennis, Venus Williams could set a new record at the Australian Open. With all the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm T. Mitchell. Pressure continues to mount on the Albanese government for a Commonwealth Royal Commission into the Bondi terror attack. Three separate statements were issued on Thursday and Friday calling for the measure and adding to the existing calls from victims' families, Jewish community leaders and the opposition. These included a letter signed by 130 prominent names in business, law and politics, a letter from Australia's most senior Catholic leaders, and a statement from the Business Council of Australia. Assistant Minister to the Prime Minister, Patrick Gorman, has told Sky News the government is completely committed to stamping out anti-Semitism.
I respect that the people who've put that view forward are coming from a good place. They are coming from a place of wanting to make sure we can do whatever is needed to stamp out anti-Semitism. The view that the government has taken is that the best way to do that is to act. That's why we are already acting upon the recommendations from Gillian Siegel, who has put forward a roadmap, not just for government. And I think it's really important. That's not just a roadmap for government, it's for government and the Australian community, because we all have a role to play.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has not directly responded to the latest statements, but insists a review into intelligence and law enforcement agencies is the fastest way to get answers. New South Wales has recorded its deadliest annual road toll in 8 years, with 355 people losing their lives on the state's roads last year. Government data shows it's the highest since 2017, with rural and regional road deaths making up 70% of all incidents. Speeding drivers were the leading cause of fatal crashes, causing 134 deaths, followed by fatigue, which caused 75. New South Wales Minister for Roads Jenny Aitkison says while the government does all it can to reduce the toll, individual drivers are also responsible.
What we want to do is really get people to look to themselves, to all of us, take responsibility every time we get behind the wheel of a car or a truck or we get on a motorbike and we understand the consequences of our behaviour. It's not necessarily the egregious speeding that we see reported on the daily news where people are flouting the speeding rules by tens and twenties of kilometres. It's the casual speeding a couple of kilometres over, which can mean the difference between survival or a funeral.
Iran's president, Masoud Pezeshkian, has accepted his government's management of the economy is behind the crisis that has sparked deadly protests across the country. Several people have been killed in clashes with security forces during the largest demonstrations to hit the Islamic Republic for 3 years. United States President Donald Trump has said on Truth Social that if Iran shoots and violently kills peaceful protesters, the US will come to their rescue. Speaking at a business forum, President Pezeshkian acknowledged some responsibility for the unrest.
People are dissatisfied. We are at fault. You are at fault. Do not go after America as the one to blame. Do not go after some other person to blame. It is we who must serve, and they must be satisfied with us. It is we who must properly manage our resources. It is we who must find a way and solve the problem. It is we who must make the effort and find solutions to these problems for them.
Investigations continue into a New Year's Eve fire believed to have killed at least 40 and injured 119. When La Consolation Bar caught fire in the Swiss ski resort of Crans-Montana. Fire authorities had not received any reports of defects or non-compliance, and initial findings suggest the fire was most likely caused by sparkler candles being held too close to the ceiling. Swiss Chief Prosecutor Beatrice Pilaud says further investigations will show if anyone needs to be held criminally liable for negligence. She says the bodies were so badly burned it could take days to name all those killed in the fire and the death toll could rise.
Concernant le nombre... Regarding the exact number of people present, it is not possible to answer that question at this stage. I will be honest with you. I do not even know if it will be possible to get an exact answer at the end of the investigation.
To sport now, and tennis great Venus Williams could set a new record at the Australian Open, having been given a wild card for the tournament she first contested in 1998. Williams returns to Melbourne Park some 28 years after her first appearance in the main draw. The 45-year-old would become the oldest woman to compete in the main draw of the year-opening Grand Slam when she surpasses Kimoko Date, who was 44 at the 2015 Australian Open. Williams hasn't played in Melbourne since 2021 and only returned to the WTA Tour last July, less than a year after undergoing surgery. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm T. Mitchell.